Today we're going to visit with Fishery Supervisor Scott Gangle and talk about what impact this winter had on our state's fisheries. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Scott.
Thanks, Mike.
Scott, we went into winter very dry. What were our expectations for the fisheries over the winter?
You know, we had such a severe drought last summer across most of the state that a lot of our lakes were down several feet. And so we had a concern going into the winter that if we had a lot of snow cover, we might start seeing a higher rate of winter kill in some of these lakes that were, you know, had a lot less volume in them. And so that was something that we were looking out for when we went out this winter.
Scott, your crews around the state just finished dissolved oxygen testing. Explain what that is.
So just like people need air to breathe, fish need oxygen to breathe underwater. And one of the things that we see quite often in the wintertime is a depletion of dissolved oxygen. As you have plants that bloom in the summer and die back in the winter, or other organic matter is breaking down in the lakes, that process consumes oxygen under the water. And so if you get to a situation where there's more oxygen being consumed than there is being produced, we can have situations where we don't have dissolved oxygen under the water for the fish. And so typically around the dead of winter, when conditions are the harshest, our crews go out to various lakes around the state and do what we call profiles. And they'll just take oxygen readings in usually the deepest part of the lake, and they'll measure the oxygen in the water to see what the conditions are looking like.
Okay, and so they just finished. What did they find?
You know, we were concerned with the drought being so severe last year that with less volume of water on the landscape, we were gonna have more winter kill. There's quite a bit of snow in some places of the state, and that usually contributes because it blocks the sunlight from penetrating the lakes. We were actually pleasantly surprised. We've got really good conditions across much of the state. A few lakes look like they might be in jeopardy of winter killing, but we usually have some lakes that are prone to winter kill every year, and the ones that we're seeing low oxygen in are ones that typically have had some issues in the past. So they're not any surprises, really.
If an angler's out fishing in the next few weeks here, ice fishing, what are some signs that might be potential winter kill?
If the conditions are bad enough and there's no oxygen left in the water, typically there'll be some hydrogen sulfide gas produced from the bacteria in the water. So the first thing that an angler is going to notice if there's a winter kill going on is if they punch a hole and they get that rotten egg smell back, that's usually a pretty severe sign that the lake is winter killing. If the conditions aren't extremely bad, but it's getting to the point where the oxygen levels are low enough, the fish might still be alive, but they may be lethargic. Occasionally you'll see fish coming up the hole, almost gasping for air. Typically, when oxygen levels are depleted, it occurs from the bottom of the lake upwards. And so as the oxygen levels become more depleted, the fish are rising to get to that upper layer of water that has some oxygen in it. So you'll see fish swimming right under the ice or even coming up your holes sometimes.
You guys manage nearly 450 lakes. Obviously, you can't get to every lake. So what should an angler do if they suspect that a lake is winter killed?
Well, if they see any of the symptoms that we just talked about, or if they even see dead fish, that's usually a pretty concerning sign. They could just contact our office here in Bismarck or one of the district fisheries offices if they know where their district office is located, and just report that. We'd appreciate any reports that people want to send in, and then we can investigate further.
What measures do you guys take to either restock or get that lake back on track?
Yeah, so if it's a complete winter kill, or if we suspect that there's a complete winter kill, we may do a little bit of post ice out netting just to see if it was a complete winter kill or not. If we do know that there was a complete kill that occurred, we'll try to get fish in there as quickly as possible. If it's a walleye lake that we stock with fingerlings, we'll get those added to the spring stocking request. Some of our winter kill prone lakes tend to be the smaller urban fisheries or community fisheries, and we'll get catchable fish in those right away too this spring. So the guys might put a little extra effort into moving some bluegills around, or we'll get some trout put in there or some catfish or something like that. When they're doing their other spring's work, they'll just get some adults and transport them and put them in those lakes.
Scott, we're into March, a couple weeks left of ice fishing, maybe a month or so. What are some late season reminders?
Well, the first thing is we do have a deadline to get your ice houses off the lakes by March 15th. That's the permanent ice houses. You can still use them, but if they're unoccupied, you can't leave them on the ice overnight or unoccupied. So you can pull them on, take them off daily. And that's just because the conditions change so fast when we start seeing spring melting occurring, that if you leave your ice house on the lake and think you're going to come back next weekend and get it then, you could be too late. And we run into that situation every year.
March 15th is another deadline for dark house spearfishing.
Yeah, we have a seasonal closure for dark house spearfishing for northern pike on March 15th, and that just coincides with the same date that you have to get your ice houses off the lake.
Okay, and we want to remind anglers to pick up all their litter when they remove their ice houses.
Yeah, and that's a good practice anytime you go fishing, is to clean up after yourself. And it's really easy to forget some stuff on the ice when it's nasty conditions out there, but this time of the year when the spring is coming, you're moving your ice houses off the lake and stuff. Make sure to clean up around your ice house and take everything with you that you brought out there.
This is the time of year too where you need to really start paying attention to ice conditions.
Yeah, and for the same reason that we have you remove your permanent houses daily, things can change really fast out there, and ice conditions, especially around the shorelines, can start to weaken and stuff. We get some sunny days and some warm evenings and warm nights, it can change really fast. So just be careful. There's plenty of fishing left to be had yet, but this is just a good reminder for people to be cautious.
So overall, Scott, winter wasn't as bad as we anticipated on our lakes across the state.
No, we were really pleasantly surprised. We're going to see probably a few lakes with some winter kill situations, but for the most part, we're going to come through it okay and hoping to get some runoff this spring.
A lot of great information, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you.